Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Widow Lonnie Ali and former U.S. President Bill Clinton were among many speakers remembering boxing legend Muhammad Ali at an arena in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky on Friday, as some 15,000 paid their respects.
As a family, we thank the millions of people who, through the miracle of social media, inspired by their love for Muhammad, have reached out to us with their prayers. The messages have come in every language from every corner of the globe.
He perfected gifts that we all have. Every single solitary one of us have gifts of mind and heart. It's just that he found a way to release them in ways large and small.
Muhammad Ali died a week ago at the age of 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease, of which he had suffered for more than three decades. In other news, President Obama has approved new authorities for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosen restrictions over airstrikes and give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. The announcement comes as Afghanistan battles a resurgent Taliban, gains by the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, and efforts by the Islamic State to move in. U.S. presidential envoy to deal with countering the Islamic State, Brett McGirt, says the militants are in a state of decline, told White House reporters that morale among IS fighters is plummeting, illustrated by their own videos of leaders executing fighters. This is VOA News.